Day 180 is here.
In a world of delicious canneries, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising and misinformation at every turn.
Even by those that are trying to claim they care about your health.
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
Yeah, it is. And like I say, towards the end of this journey, I'm going to be doubling down. In the latter part of the year, the next 6 months, as we hurtle towards the end of hashtag 365, and it will feel like a hurtle, I'm going to double down on everything I've learned. I'm going to have a different theme for every single day, keeping things top of mind, repeating things, going over it. Even thinking about midweek weigh-ins and maybe doing those right here on the podcast. Some people say it's a bad idea. Some people say midweek weigh-ins are a good thing. I don't know. I'm still tossing it up. It's a good way of keeping on track, I think. So let's see how we get on. But day 180, time for another realization. And one of the most powerful ones so far. Eat when you're actually hungry. An idea from the mouth of Mr. Paul McKenna, a man who's been talking about weight loss tactics for basically 20, 30 years. He's been talking about mindful eating and a mindful approach to food forever. And he's probably a little bit frustrated how suddenly in the past 5 years or so, everyone started going on about mindful eating and mindfulness. He's probably like, just guys, come on, I've been talking about this for years. What's wrong with you? But he talks about the hunger scale and this idea of eating when you're actually hungry. And it seems like such an obvious thing. You go, yeah, well, obviously. Obviously I eat when I'm hungry. I know when I'm hungry. But he asks you to think about it in a more in-depth manner. Is it actual hunger that you're experiencing? Is it your body crying out for food? Come on, give me some food, man. You need to nourish me. Or are you eating for a myriad of other reasons? And there's so many different reasons you could be eating. It could be out of sadness, out of joy, out of celebration, out of loneliness, out of boredom. There's so many different reasons, out of addiction. Are you actually eating because you're hungry? And that's the kind of core central concept of everything that Paul McKenna believes when it comes to weight loss. He believes if you eat, if you tune into your body and actually listen to your body properly and eat, definitely, you've got to eat, of course you do. But only when you're actually hungry, you'll automatically lose weight. And he's right, because we eat for so many erroneous reasons. And therefore, we're putting far too many calories in our bodies day in, day out. And of course, as we know, as the weeks go by, as the months go by, as the years go by, overeating calories results in weight gain. Undereating calories results in weight loss. It's not rocket science. It's just the most basic fundamental stuff about how our bodies work. So he has this hunger scale. One is kind of like, yeah, I'm not that hungry. Could eat, but not hungry. In fact, I'm not hungry at all. Two is, yeah, there's food's on my mind, I guess. Oh, that person's got an apple, but I'm not really that bothered. I could have a bite, I suppose. That's two. And then incrementally it goes up till you get to about five, where you're like, yeah, I could probably eat something, but I wouldn't say I was famished. And then six, seven, you start getting hungrier and hungrier. And by the time you get to eight and nine, that's when you're properly hungry. And he talks of number 10 as being like, you're passing out, you're starving. You know, and no one really gets to 10 in the sort of developed Western world. I mean, obviously there are people that happens to, not trying to be dismissive of people in poverty and stuff like that, but 9 times out of 10, you'll find yourself at a 7 or an 8. How often, honestly, can you say that you've been weak with hunger, where you've been passing out and not being able to stay conscious because you're so hungry? That's what he means by a 10. And the idea is, unless you're at like a 6 or a 7 or an 8, do you really need to eat something? That's what Paul McKenna asks. And like I say, nobody's saying you shouldn't eat, but eat when you're hungry. Clue in to the cues your body gives you. Ask yourself, is it thirst or is it hunger? Am I bored or is it hunger? Am I sad or is it hunger? Am I procrastinating or is it hunger? Is it my chimp or is it hunger? You know, there's so many questions you can ask yourself. And if it's hunger, then sure, eat. Get those calories in MyFitnessPal. But only eat when you're hungry. That was a powerful, powerful realization. And I've got another one for you tomorrow at day 181. See you then.